Loki Volkswagen of Clearwater has been family-owned and operated since 1952 and are your local family dealer for all your Volkswagen needs. Right now, Loki Volkswagen is offering $1,000 off any new Volkswagen and $500 off any used Volkswagen, and all vehicles come with lifetime hand car washes and lifetime oil changes. Give them a call, 727-799-2151. Visit them online at LokiVW.com or come by the shop at 27850 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater.
You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 U.S. Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at FatJacksJAXS.com. That's FatJacks.com. Or you can even use Uber. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book. Cricketers British Pub and Restaurant has the best fish and chips in town, along with a whole host of other authentic British and traditional American fare. They also have a full liquor bar and a large selection of quality beers. Located in Causeway Plaza in Dunedin, you can find them at 2634 Bayshore Boulevard. Give them a call at 727-736-1322. That's 727-736-1322. Or visit them online at cricketerspub.com. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Well, this isn't exactly Brian Cash Claus. He's busy taking care of his stuff in the lobby here at the radio station. This is Magic Matt, the producer here on the Brian Cash Claus Radio Show. I'm being joined in studio by Vince. Vince, how are you?
I'm doing great. Starting the show here, and I was actually out there with Brian in the lobby, and I'm actually a diabetic, and one of the gentlemen here was going through the coupon book and found here United Mellobotta Clinic, diabetestreatmentclinic.com. So really, this book has something for everyone. So I'm looking forward to going and checking out United Metabolic, and maybe they can help me out. But we got a special thing going today. We're actually going to be giving out a $100 gift card on live on the air. If you go to localsaverclub.com, you can put your phone number and email address in there. And during the show, those will come in. And then what we'll do is we'll get a little special Christmas gift card out to one of the lucky listeners.
I guess the Black Friday sale started coming in a couple of days early, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, when you go to localsaverclub.com too, you can check out our website for digital advertising. I'm with Awareness Media, and what I do is I help merchants grow their businesses. We do that through digital marketing. We have a dashboard that for just $150, 100% money back guarantee, we can go on and we can help you get the word out and bring people into your store. Not a lot of advertisers will give you a money back guarantee, but I guarantee you that if you are unsatisfied for any reason whatsoever, we'll give you your money back, because we know we're going to bring people in the store. So if you're interested in advertising, definitely go to localsaverclub.com and check out that website. Give us a call, fill out our contact form. But if you're just a consumer and you want the chance of getting some good deals coming to your email or to your text messages, sign up and take that chance to get that gift card.
That's a good way to go about business. And a lot of people have noticed when they run specials like this, won't give you the money back guarantee, or they say they will, but they won't actually deliver on it.
Oh no, yeah, my whole thing is I want to help consumers save money and merchants grow their business.
I mean, isn't that the ultimate goal for everybody? Though, to be able to save people money, get them the help, get them the products and services they need, and grow somebody's business.
That's right. And all these consumers in these books and Brian's merchants, these are local people, good people, people part of the community, people actually donating. We were just out at the turkey drive over there at the American Legion Post. That was awesome.
There you go.
I think we gave out over 100. I'm sure Brian will tell you more, but turkeys out to the needy, and it was fantastic.
And that's a great way of doing it. Is sometimes, I don't know, I lost my train of thought there for a second. Sometimes you'll see food drives out there, and they make a ton of money, and not only a ton of money, but they help the people that need help, especially around this time of year. Toy drives, food drives, it's fantastic, and it shows truly how wonderful communities can be when they come out and help each other.
It certainly does. Certainly does. Absolutely. So definitely get on that website. See if you can win that gift card, and let's see if we can help some of these merchants grow their businesses. We've got another one here, Top Dollar. What these guys do is they're a real estate broker and solar expert. I know solar is a big thing nowadays. Solar really does help the environment. These guys are going to give you a free solar analysis. Looks like their website is HancockRealty.net. So definitely check them out. Really is a book that has just about everything you can imagine in here. Here comes Brian to save me.
What's that? Okay, no, we never have dead air, right? Never dead air. We got someone coming on the line. Let me sit there. Well, actually, I can sit here. Why do I have to sit there?
Yeah, great show. Oh, yeah, do you got one for you?
Put it on.
Oh, there wow. We go. All right, and now while Brian is trying to get himself situated, we have Dustin from the Dog Squad on the phone.
What's up, buddy?
What's up? How's it going?
Oh man, it's real loud. I gotta slow this down. It's in my ear. There you go. Oh, things are going good. So you were there for the turkey drive. So it's kind of neat that you could be a witness, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So tell us what your feelings were on the turkey drive.
The turkey drive, I believe it was a great success. We definitely had the opportunity to help out the community in any way possible.
Right, and then you don't... Vince, that is here, he does a program too with marketing and stuff. He came by with 8 turkeys. You donated big to the cause. So everybody, like you, Justin, gave back to the community. You yourself made it happen.
Yes, absolutely. And, I think as a squad, the name kind of says it all. And we all have to stick together no matter what our story is.
Very true. So what happened was, you want to hear what happened on the 100th turkey given away, right? By the way, you know there's steak and cheese in there too, Matt. Just so you know. Steak and cheese.
Don't worry about me. Keep telling the story.
Okay. I just want you to know, because we got steak and cheese from Fat Jack's. They bought steaks and cheese and chicken wings, all that. So
sounds good.
It's like $200 worth of catered food. Anyhow, so what happened was, you want to hear? Did I already tell you the story?
No, go for it.
Okay. So George, Bill's partner, is in line at Publix, right?
Wow.
And so he hears the girl in front of him say, what did she say? She said, going blank. Oh, we're not going to have Thanksgiving this year. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you imagine that? My husband got fired.
Oh, my gosh.
So he left the turkey event, right? And he took the 100th turkey. So he heard the girl say this. Whenever you ever heard someone say that before or since, right? If you think about
never.
It. Never.
Yeah, never.
So
never.
What is the odds of him being in line at Publix, hearing a girl crying on the phone while she's waiting in line, that her family, because her husband lost his job, this is going to be the first year our family didn't have Thanksgiving turkey.
Wow.
So then George, who's Bill's, they own a diagnostic clinic, so they're well-to-do people. So I know this is a true story. He goes, tells the girl, come outside to the truck with me. Right, we made a big deal because it was the every 100 turkeys, you know, you make a big deal. So we were at 96, 97.
Cool.
We got the 100th turkey, right? He goes, he gives the turkey to the girl, right?
Wow, that's incredible.
And then the girl, you know what he said she did? She started to hysterically start crying.
Oh, wow.
She's standing there with her three kids.
Oh, wow, three.
You can't even make this up, right? Could you make this up?
Exactly. No.
Right? He leaves the turkey drive event. We're thinking, is that divine or what? Because really, she didn't. She could have came there and got a free turkey, but she didn't know about it. Pretty cool story, huh, buddy?
Excellent. I mean, absolutely. I mean, it just shows that, you know, we're in certain places at a certain time to help other people, and it really shows that not only are we helping that individual, but we're also helping those around them at the same time, no matter if it's a family, a loved one, or, you know, just a simple act of kindness.
Yeah, for sure. I'll tell you what, I'll be honest. My first time on the radio over here was last Wednesday. He asked me to come out and do the turkey drive, and I'll tell you what, it really enthused me to do more, and I'm looking forward to the other events that that Brian's going to be doing. I saw on the website they've got a December event too, so I definitely want to come be a part of that. And you know, I think when you do good, wouldn't you say when you do good, it makes other people around you do good? I think I felt that.
Yes, absolutely. It's very contagious.
Very contagious, and I think if everyone can just do a little bit. What do they call it? Pay it forward? Is that kind of, I think it's bigger than that though, because one little act of paying it forward can actually kind of be viral. And that's kind of what, you know, that's kind of the way I felt. And, you know, kind of the purpose to life, right, is to make everybody feel better and live a better life. And I think Brian is a part of helping that really be the case, you know, between saving money, people money on these coupons. Through these coupons and all the good community outreach. There was another gentleman on the show last time we were on. I forget his name, but he had a cool story about how he had been homeless and how he'd used shelters and had a hard time. And then he actually started a shelter like that himself, and now he's putting it forth to the community.
Angel, yeah.
Angel, yeah.
Angel. So, well, can you tell the website again that they can enter in for the $100? Is that McDonald's card?
Yeah, it's actually a Visa card. You go to localsaverclub.com, and what you do is you just put your phone number or phone number or email address in there, and then what we'll do is at the end of the show, we'll select someone to contact and give them that $100 gift card.
Local, wow. Local what?
A localsaverclub.com.
Can you enter, Justin? I mean, Mr. Dogman, Dogspot?
Yes, absolutely.
I would love to see you win. Did you get that? Local?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyhow, tell us a little bit. Hey, Jill, you there?
Oh, yeah, hi. Hi, Brian.
Jill was there with, this is the Dogman, remember? The Dog Squad, his dog got away?
Oh, yes, the one that almost, yes.
Right.
I won't even say it, but yes.
Right, but yeah, so this is Jill. She was there with Justin giving out the turkeys, though. Yeah. So, right?
Yeah, hi, everybody.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, guys.
Yes. Hi.
Okay. It's
wow. It was so great to meet you, Jill. She has the best energy. Oh, my gosh. She was awesome.
Oh, thank you so much.
Seriously,
you're so sweet.
You were great.
Right, she is.
I noticed her energy and how, like, just positive she was being when she got there. But I never met Jill. I've talked to her on the radio and on the phone a million times, but I never have met her, so I didn't know that was her.
Wow, yeah. And that's
I was talking to somebody else, and I said my name, and then across the way you said, are you Jill from Toast? And then I was surprised, like, wow, how did you know that?
Well, there you go. So
yeah.
So we just told the story. Does anybody mind if I tell it again?
No, go right ahead.
I'd love to hear it. Whatever it is.
Okay. George, who is the part owner with Bill, when we gave out the 100th turkey, you remember when they left? We got the 96, 97, 98, and then George took the 100th one. So he goes to Publix, right? And when he left the event, and what is the odds of this happening, right? The girl in front of him is saying how she's not going to have turkey this year. And it's the first time her family, she had three kids with her, because my husband lost his job. So he hears this on the cell phone, right? And guess what he tells her to do? Come out to the truck, and guess what was in the truck? A turkey from the turkey drive. So he gave up his turkey to give it to a woman that had three kids and for the first time wasn't going to have Thanksgiving because her husband lost his job.
Wow.
And then he says the woman started to cry.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Is that amazing?
That is amazing.
That's a story you can just keep telling, right?
Yeah, I love that story. That's so great.
That's what happened from, you know, we don't know all the spiritual stuff and the divine things that happen.
She must have done some good in her life, and then giving the turkey, there's going to be good karma coming back.
What? It might have been one of the turkeys that you donated, Jill, or wouldn't that be something? Because you know how many. Okay, you want to hear something else that's divine? You listening, yeah. Justin?
Yes, I'm listening.
I'm going to tell you the number of turkeys that we had left over, right? And then you tell the number of turkeys, Vince, that you donated. How many turkeys did you donate?
Eight.
How many turkeys were left over? Was eight.
No kidding. Actually were some left over.
Right. So that's the ones that at the end we just gave away. This old man comes walking up, right? And he goes, can I get a turkey? He must, what, how did you see him? He must have been like 75 years old. And we said, we were already shut down though, right?
Yeah.
So we said, of course you can have a turkey.
Aww.
But that was because of the extra eight that you gave. Or we would have had to have said to him, no, there are no more turkeys.
Well, I'm glad you didn't run out, that's for sure.
Because of the eight.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Is that another neat little story? I forgot to tell you. And what is the odds that Vince donated eight turkeys, right? And that there were eight turkeys left?
Yeah, really?
I mean, it's incredible, right?
Oh, then, so wonderful.
Do you know what it feels like when I came back? Because I left the event to get more turkeys, but for another thing, for another event we're doing on the 23rd. Each turkey had to be 18 pounds or more. So it's not easy to get 18 or pound more turkeys.
No, those are some big turkeys. Those They're big expensive, ones. Too.
Yeah, so when I get back, the glee that was in Justin's eyes from the dog squad, the glee, remember I picked up on that too with you, Jill? There's something that forgiven is how you receive, right? To keep it, you got to give it away. And the spirituality part of it, to see in Justin's eyes, I saw the spirit of God in Justin's eyes. I saw the spirit of God in Jill's eyes. Because you were, 'cause you know why? You were given. You were given. You know, helping others, right, is the foundational stone.
For
spirituality. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Helping others. And that's what Jill and Justin and Vince and this network did here, because they donated airtime for the event also.
Wow.
It was just beautiful to see. I kept saying, there's a spark in your eyes, Jill. I mean, you just, you know what it was? It was the spark of God.
Yeah.
Aww, thank
you. And he works in mysterious ways, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So it was a wonderful event. And it was more successful than we thought. And then on the 23rd, we're also going to be giving out cooked turkeys, 100 cooked turkeys.
Wow.
That's on the day of Thanksgiving.
Wow. Right. Where's that?
Wow. That's at the right same spot.
Oh, really?
That's why I had to go get to Publix to get the turkeys. So can you guys, who I wish I had a witness here. I'm about to tell you another spiritual story. You ready, Jill?
I can't wait to hear it.
You ready, Justin?
Yes.
You ready, Vince?
I am.
So anyhow, they have to be 18-pound turkeys or more, because that's the deal in the flyer that they're going to feed for the turkeys. They're asking for a $45 donation, but if you don't have money, we'll give you the turkey, right? Mm-hmm. That $15, believe it or not, of oil is for each four turkeys. Wow. So I go to Publix. Please listen to this, Vince. So, because no one's going to believe me, but I had five witnesses with me. Because I thought we were going to have to buy two turkeys at a time. You limited two. I figured we.
I ran into that myself at Publix. Absolutely. Right. I can certainly witness to that.
So I happened to watch the manager of Publix. I'm an old guy. He used to bag groceries. 20 years later, guess what he is?
The manager.
Yeah, and guess who was always kind to him the whole 20 years? So guess what happens? So I told them the truth. I said, look, we're 45 turkeys short, but the deal is you have all those turkeys in there. I don't mind paying for them, right? I got the mm-hmm. money, even though sometimes I don't have the money, Jill. So I can actually say I had the money this time, right? I said, yeah. but they have to be 18 pounds or more. So he goes in the back. Guess what he says?
What?
If anybody can guess, they win $50. You ready, yep, Matt? Sure. You want to win 50?
He had 45 turkeys.
The truck was backing up as we speak. And then he goes, no one's even unloaded them yet. So what he did is he unloads them. You know how we got the turkeys? In crates, in boxes. You know how they put them out there? So we put the crates and boxes on top of the carts. And he allowed us to buy them all and didn't put a limit to them and gave them all to us at 69 cents a pound.
Well, see, he's, yeah, that's awesome.
I had five witnesses there. Yeah. And he goes, this is unbelievable. He goes, let me check, but I don't think there's none back there. And then as he opens the door, he says, the truck is backing up with the turkeys.
Wow.
Does anybody
know? Oh, my goodness.
Is that amazing?
That's amazing. Yeah,
so then I bring 40 turkeys to the commander of the American Legion. He's like, oh, no, you didn't pull that off. There's no way you're going to get 40 turkeys, 18 to 21 pounds. And I open up my, the hatch part. He goes, you came through.
Wow.
And when the commander said that, right, because he was a colonel, he just looked at me, and it was kind of neat. Like, we all want validation, but we really shouldn't get validation, right? Because you shouldn't need it, but we all want it. Like, everybody wants to be loved, you know? He looked right at me, and he goes, you came through. And he goes, you're feeding homeless people. And he looked right at me, and he goes, you should be very proud of yourself.
Wow, this is
what
a nice...
Well, the commander said this to me, right? So then out of pride, because I just try to do away with pride, you know, because pride is a sin. I said, wow, Commander, that's like one of the nicest things anybody's ever said to me. I felt so good. So then who do you think I first person I talked to after the commander said that to me?
Jill.
That's what
wow.
I wanted. Right, because I left from him, and he had me flying high with, you know, when you say nice thing. He thought there was no way that we were going to get 40 turkeys, 18 pounds or high. And then, so when I walked away from him, you're the first person I talked to.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You look pretty happy.
Yeah, because my reputation was on the line, right?
Yeah.
Think about it. You know, I gave him enough turkeys, right? There wasn't the turkey number. So the turkey number was correct. It's just that they had to be 18 pounds or more.
Wow.
That was the thing. So that's all. Right.
Those must have been some huge turkeys.
Yes.
So good.
So then anyhow, so it works out. You want to hear this too? Am I talking too much? I think so.
Well, no,
go for it. We're loving the stories.
So then it turns out that it was 97. He calls me up. So now it's like, oh, there's 97. Tammy picks up three turkeys, right? Delivers them at 2:30 yesterday, right? And he goes, oh, you still, because he's a funny guy and I get along good with him. He goes, you still owe me some birds, my friend. Right? So, but what he didn't know was Tammy at 2:30 dropped them off already. Now, he called me at 5 yesterday. I said, Mr. Commander, I said, I think they're there already, and here's even better news. Does anybody know what I told them?
There's What's more that? Than what he thought?
That's right. Tammy Ooh. Only got birds that were 21 to 22 pounds.
Wow.
So you know how big wow. those birds are, right? Our commitment really was 17 to 18 pounds. So I said, yep. Commander, not only did we drop off the three birds that we were short, they're 21 to 22 pounds each.
Wow.
Oh. Is oh, wow. that incredible?
That's great. That's wonderful.
So then we completed our order with the 100 with the American Legion, but we gave them more than what we told them.
Expected, yeah.
Because he was expecting 17 to 18 pound turkeys. We ended up being, because the truck only holds 17 to 21 pounds. They break it up in boxes that way. So we were giving him 20 pound turkeys, 22 pound turkeys, 19 pound turkeys, when he was only supposed to get 17 to 18 pounds.
But why do I have this visualization of the car like driving down the road and like it, every time you hit a bump, it like scrapes and you see the sparks?
Yeah, and that's what happened.
I had 8 turkeys and I could feel it in my car. It was like leaning over. Maybe that was mostly me on the same side, but.
It was good stuff. Who do
All
we
right.
have?
Okay, so I want to do a promotion for our food today from Fat Jack's.
Okay, just real quick on this. See, I'm doing all the talking, Jill and Justin. You want to hear a spiritual story?
Yes.
About Fat Jack's? So look at their logo, right? See how cool their logo looks? So we have Tony on. He's a 9-year-old boy. And what he is he opened up his own dog sitting business, right? And similar to what Justin's doing with the dog squad.
All right.
Yeah.
But he's only opening it up, right? So we say, okay, go through all our books and pick the best ad. Verify this is what happened.
It's true.
And so then Fat Jack's mother, what's her name? Do you know?
Jill.
See? She's on hold, but I don't know this, right? I don't know that she's on hold. This is the first time we've ever did a radio interview with her. We've done many since. She's done many catering. You see how much there's over $200 worth of food out
oh
there.
Oh, my gosh. That was so good. That was
steak
so...
Steak and cheese, oh chicken wings, pizza. Yeah. So I said, okay, Tony, he's 9 years old. I said, which ad did you pick out to be the best? He goes, it's hands down, it's Fat Jack's. So then Bobby at the time was the producer of the radio show. He says in my ear, you know what he says? You're not going to believe this. I said, what, Bob? Fat Jack's is on hold.
Oh, my gosh.
For the first time. But I'm already talking about, oh, let's go over Fat. Now, what was it? Because the logo, to explain the logo, how cool it looks, why a 9-year-old would love it.
Yeah, it's like James Bond there with the it looks like a cheesesteak there, maybe.
Yeah, it's actually much better in this book, but it looks like a gangster that is holding a machine gun made out of a sandwich.
Right, so it is a cool looking logo
for a
9-year old, right? A gangster with a machine gun.
Yeah.
You know, cartoonish. But what is the odds? Just tell him, be a witness. What happened?
That is very true. So his mom, Danny, is the owner, and his mom was on hold. And so she was listening the whole time what was going on. Tony was sitting right where Brian is. And he's like, oh, it's so cool. This logo is just awesome. And he's like, oh, and the food looks delicious. He's an amazing 9-year-old. You would not believe the things that come out of his mouth. He's very descriptive. But he was talking all about them, and she was listening the whole time. And they were like, did you get him to say that? I was like, I swear we didn't. We had no idea. Idea that he was going to choose that. He was just looking through the pages and was like, this is the coolest ad ever.
Well, when you tell stories sometimes where they don't sound believable, what is that called? Like the divine intervention?
I truly believe, and I think a lot of people believe, that there is more to the universe than we all can see or touch. You can't live life without witnessing.
So we have people cater the show, right?
Yes. So Fat Jack's actually made us all this wonderful food today. He's got the best authentic Philly cheesesteaks, guys. They use the Amarosa rolls. They are delicious. He has great prices. They do wings and homemade meatballs. His mom makes them from scratch. Like, everything they make there is delicious. You got to go check them out. His actual storefront is at 34720 US 19, but that's right next to Wing House. But he has this new awesome thing going on right now. He just opened a food truck. So we're going to start seeing him all over the Bay Area at different events and things. And he wanted everybody to check him out on December 8th at Harn Boulevard. They have an event happening there at Harn. Missouri. And so they're going to have this big parking lot thing going on. So he'll have his food truck out there. Also, he is usually Tuesday or Wednesday up at the brewery across from Bill's Super Gas. What is the name of that? Divine Brewery. He's been over there a couple Tuesdays, so they're getting more and more bookings. But watch out, everybody, for Fat Jack's food truck.
Yeah, the thing was, you go to those food trucks, right? And you think, okay, they got you one time. But he's the type of food truck that people will follow.
I've seen that, yeah.
Right, because he's authentic. And I called him up, and you know what I said to him? I said, you know, really, I think you're giving us too much food. Right? What I was going to say is, I've never said that to a caterer, because we have every show catered, right? I've never had where someone catered with this much.
I actually told him today make as much stuff, because normally he makes us a whole Italian sandwich ring. He makes us, and I'm like, we have so much stuff, we don't need that much. But you guys got to check out the food truck. Seriously, you can't beat these prices. Listen to this. Authentic Philly cheesesteak, $10.
Right.
Wow.
They have a kids menu. They have wings. They have boneless wings. They're going to do burgers, hot dogs, grilled cheese, fries. They have the amazing cheese curds as well, authentic cheese curds. They have the white and the cheddar.
Okay, so what, I just realized something. Going postal. I almost forgot.
Oh.
My friend Joey. Wow, would you imagine if I would have thought about that? Because I was thought authentic.
Joe says you better stop by and see him, like, immediately.
I seen him today.
Did you really?
Now, do a commercial for my friend Joe at Going Postal.
All right.
Read some stuff there that he has.
Well, all I can tell from experience, I've used, and a couple of businesses have used Going Postal before. I'm not sure if it's the exact same location.
He's at Tampa. He has multiple locations.
Yep.
But where he comes from is the Tampa Road in County Road 1 where the Winn-Dixie is.
Okay.
So, and his name is Joe, and he's been in the business a long time. And he's a man of honor and integrity. He's one of those guys where if you cut a deal with him, you know
it's good.
Right. Yeah. You know, I have some people I do business with, really, that screw me over. Really.
Yeah.
They really, well, he said, yeah, he caught that. Right. Thank you, buddy. But, you know, really,
yeah.
I have people that screw me over, man. You do a deal with them, and I think they screw me over right from the get-go. But what happens
Could you imagine if that happened with your postal mail, too? Right. That'd be terrible. But
Joe's not that. You see, that's what I'm saying. If I only had one word to describe Joe, it might be integrity, or it might be just he has courage. Because he'll say what he thinks, but he does it with kindness.
Well, I got somebody else who we can describe with that. Leo from Purple Haze is on the phone right now.
Okay, so anyhow, I just want to thank you, buddy. We got Golden Postal and the folks there at County Road 1. They're next to the Winn-Dixie. They do copies, fax, notaries, mailbox rentals, you name it, packing, supplies. Especially at Christmas time, they can ship most large boxes cheaper than the post office.
Wow. Fantastic.
So if you want to save money, go to Going Postal. Yes. Okay.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. So what I want you to do, Jill, I have my friend Leo on, and Leo's going to be on a lot for this month because he has the greatest gifts to give people at Christmas time. Leo, the pioneer, and this is what he is, though. He doesn't realize it, and you ever think you're blowing smoke at people? But I've always respected Leo for a long time. And, like, to have him on, I'm like a fan, I guess is the best way I can put it, or I admire him. And I've always, like, just the things he's done. You know, the pioneers, the people that
Yeah, Kim. Yeah, started
not the people that went with the flow. He's the actual pioneer. He's the man that started this type of deal, and I just have so much respect for him. Leo, you there?
Brian, you're making me blush.
Well, that's good, but I really mean it. It's such an honor. Tell people what you do, and can I ask Justin and Jill to ask Leo a question?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
Okay, so I'm going to listen. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Leo. Tell us what you're doing.
My name is Leo, and I'm the owner of Purple Haze Tobacco Stores, and we've been in business now for 30 years here in Pinellas County. I started my first store in South St. Pete 30 years ago, opened up a Tyrone store 25 years ago, and kept going. I have several stores now. And like Brian said, when I opened up my first store, there was only 10 smoke shops in all of Pinellas County. So I've been privileged to be around for this long, and hopefully we have a few more years left of myself to keep the legacy going.
What made you get into the business?
I noticed that there was a need for it. Remember, 30 years ago, opening up smoke shops or even talking about cannabis was a bad thing. Everything was frowned down upon. Mm-hmm. And I started noticing that people needed answers. They needed, the information that they needed to get their medicinal cannabis and everything else like that. So I decided to open up a smoke shop and kind of educate people on it.
Well, that's awesome. I have definitely frequented there myself. And when was your earliest store that you opened? It sounded like 20 years ago.
My first store was opened 30 years ago, and that was at 1427 34th Street South.
Wow. I'm a business owner too, and in the kind of grand scheme of bringing people into your store, what do you think is the most effective means of advertising?
I pretty much have done it all. Word of mouth is number one.
Oh, I totally agree with that. Absolutely. Yeah, word of mouth is really, that kind of.
Word of mouth is number one. Now, you have to understand that when I opened up 30 years ago, it was different than now. Now, there's a lot of social media. There's a lot. I used to do a lot of print ads. So 30 years ago, I used to do what everybody hated, which was make up flyers, go to parking lots, and flyer cars up. You get your people that would come in, and you get your people that would call you up and kind of curse you out because you put something on their car. As the years went on, it was more social media as well as print ad. And print ad always worked for me.
Print ads are great. One thing about it is that, and I'll plug our own product here for a second, but maybe this is something you'd be interested in, but with print ads, it's sometimes a one and done kind of scenario. With our system, what we do is we actually put a QR code on the coupon so that when you use that coupon, you actually grow a database of consumers. Do you have any database of consumers for your shops yet?
Just what's in our computers. Like when customers come in, we take their information so that way we know exactly what they purchased, and we have a history of what they've purchased in the past. A lot of times customers will come in and say, I got something a few weeks ago, but I don't remember what it was. Could you help me out? And that's what we go by.
That's cool. Have you ever tried to market out to those people that were in the database?
Not yet. We've been having a little bit of a challenge since COVID. Where we are extremely short-staffed, just like everybody else is out here. So something that I know how to do it, I want to do it, but I just don't have the manpower to do it.
Gotcha. Well, maybe I'll give you a call after the show, and maybe we can help you send some digital advertising out.
That'd be awesome. That'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me about some of the newer products that you have in your store.
Well, a lot of the things that are coming out now are more cannabis oriented, whereas back in the days it was mostly glass pipes and water pipes and bats, or they used to call them one hitters, and we have to still be politically correct. But now it's a lot of the vaporizers and the e-nails and stuff to be able to do wax and concentrates. which wasn't as popular 30 years ago. 30 years ago, flower was in, and wax was something that people were starting to learn about. Now it's a lot of people are doing wax and concentrates, and we also got disposables now. And our flowers kick butt. We really like our flowers really nice.
Cool. I got a question for you, since I got the man who probably knows on the line here. Tell me about, I guess it's Delta 8 or Delta 6 or 7, all the different numbers. Do some of those other Delta variants, do they help with like glaucoma and some of the other problems people have?
Well, I like it when people ask that question, because a lot of people are getting misinformed about what Delta 8 is and what Delta 9 is. THC is the same across the board. The difference is, where was it derived from? Okay, now, when you're dealing with Delta 8 means it's THC that is derived from the male cannabis plant, whereas Delta 9 is THC that is derived from the female cannabis plant. And you've got your pros and cons on both of them. The pros on Delta 9 is that it is federally illegal, therefore you need a medical card for it, but you know where the product came from seed to sale. So you know where the seed came from, you know where it was planted, you know where it was harvested, you know where it was processed. Okay, so that's the good thing about Delta 9, is that you know what you're buying.
So the Delta 9, thing, then, that's like the regular, when somebody says pot, that's what typically, classically, that's what they would have called.
It's all cannabis. What the reason why people look for cannabis is because they want THC. THC is what comes out of the cannabis plant.
Yeah.
Okay. So the main difference is, where did the THC come from? And that's where the Delta 8, Delta 9, Delta 10, that's where all those numbers come from. So now the disadvantage to getting something, let's say, at a dispensary, is that you're limited on the amount of product that you could purchase. You're limited on the amount of THC that's in the product that you're purchasing, and you also have to pay for a medical card every 6 months or 9 months, whatever it is. So those are the disadvantages. The advantage to buying Delta 9 is that you know from seed to sale where it's coming from. Now, if you're looking at Delta 8, which is THC that was derived from the male cannabis plant, it is federally legal, all right? Advantage is a nice thing, because you can get something that you can't get in trouble for. Okay. Two, there's no limit on the amount of product that you could buy. There's no limit on the amount of THC in the products that you buy. Okay. But the disadvantage is that, because it's not federally illegal, it is not state regulated. And because it's not state regulated, that's where people make the mistake, and they buy from convenience stores and gas stations, and they're buying ultimate garbage, and it gives Delta 8 a bad name, because they're not buying high quality Delta 8 products.
Oh, see, I did not know that.
Yeah, that's the bad thing. A lot of people don't realize that, and they walk into a convenience store and then they try something that's garbage, and then it automatically gives Delta 8 a bad name. What we sell is high grade pharmaceutical grade THC products. We have hash, we have oil, we have flour. Now, I'll give you an example. Flowers that you buy at the dispensary is approximately 20% THC, whereas flowers that we sell, THCA, is approximately 40% THC. The big difference. Okay. Yeah. Same thing with our waxes. Our wax is 95% THC. What you buy at the dispensary is 75% THC.
That's
but again,
a big difference.
You need to know where you're buying it at. If you're buying it from a junk place, you're going to get junk. If you buy it from a place that's been in business for 30 years, you're going to get high-quality products.
That's it right there. You know what you get? Then you know, right? So who can go off the line? Because we got another caller. Who's going to go off the line?
I'm going to have to leave, but maybe I'll just say goodbye real quick. And it was a pleasure listening to everybody. But this is Jill from Total Tape, and maybe I can give a quick little description. What do we do?
100%. Go for it.
Oh, thank you. Well, what we do is we convert any old media, whether it's audio version of some format or audio or
video.
Say if someone had a cassette or an 8-track, whatever, yeah. Or they have a, you know, you get what I'm saying? You have an old cassette, you can convert that to save it.
Yes, we can convert it, put it onto a more digital upgraded format. So either on a disc, sometimes people still want discs, or a thumb drive. And then,
On social media then too, right?
Absolutely.
With all their friends and family.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you had, yeah, Leo, do you have any old cassettes or anything you want to be? And she also does photos.
Yeah, photos back and in the, slides, any audio or video.
She restores stuff to, like, old stuff that maybe be damaged. She can restore it to original quality, but also do it digital.
I would love to restore a lot of the stuff that my mom and dad had.
Well,
yeah.
You want me to
But you can
number?
Give me a call. I'll give you my phone number, and you can call me, and I'll work with you. I'd love to work with you. Our phone number here, if you have a pen, it's 727-799-3100. And my name is Jill, and I'd love to help you, whatever you need.
The Total Tape. She takes everything and restores. Photos, cassettes, whatever. She'll make it into original digital quality, either on a thumb drive or a disc. But she restores it to where she improves it, right, Jill?
Yes, absolutely. Well, and we guarantee it makes sure you're happy with everything.
And what's your phone number again?
It's 727-799-3100. And you can check our website, too, if you want to. It's www.totaltapeservices.com. Or you can even send me an email if you want, jill@totaltapeservices.com. And I'd love to hear from you.
That's fantastic. And I saw the spirit of I can say that I saw the spirit of God in your eyes.
What a great Christmas gift that would be to a family. To have media that has been lost and is in a closet,
yeah.
Actually on Facebook for everyone to enjoy. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to give you a call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good. I would love it.
Oh, absolutely.
And your name is Leo?
No, Leo is the pioneer. This is Vince.
Oh, the pioneer. Oh, okay. What's
your
both.
Name? Leo is interested, too, from what he has his mom's stuff that he wants to restore.
Yeah, hey, go to... I'll remind people
what's
too.
What's your name?
My name is Vince, and people can go to localsaverclub.com to get that gift card too. So
do that for me. Like, would you do that, Jill? Go to localsaver.com.
Okay.
Localsaverclub.com.
Yep. Localsaverclub.com.
Yep.
You can win $100 McDonald's.
It's a Visa gift card, so they can use it wherever they want.
Oh, it's a Visa gift.
It's a Visa gift card.
See how right away I thought McDonald's. What do you think, Leo? You gonna enter?
I might.
A Visa gift card. Okay, sure. Yeah.
Do it for me, though. Localsaverclub.com.
Localsaverclub.com. Okay, good. I'll go up there. And
okay.
I'll check it out. And that's
okay, we
got
to go to our
right?
next caller, Jill, okay?
All right. You take care. So nice to talk with all of you and hear everything that everybody said.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Brian.
Yes.
We got Mario on the line, too.
Hey, Brian, I just want to wish you... your family and your radio family a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, buddy.
I have to get going, too.
Just
thank
real
you
quick,
so much.
I just want to say this to you, Leo. Yesterday, we gave away 321 turkeys.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's where the spiritual thing in Jill's eyes was. And then the lady that's on the phone here, Papa's Pizza, she supplied everybody pizza.
The pizza was fantastic.
Yes. And then when you give like that, you could just tell the people that were giving out the turkeys, you could see the spirit in their eyes of it's better to give than to receive. They were really spiritual because they were feeling really good because they were giving away free turkeys. And Papa's the one that we're having on now. But thank you, Leo, for thanking us. I want to let you know what we did yesterday.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, guys. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
All right. God bless you, Leo.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, so bye-bye. Papa's, you there? Papa's Pizza.
Yes, I'm here.
Justin wants to tell you what he thought of your pizza.
Well, he hung up.
Okay. All right, then I guess he doesn't.
But well, I've had Papa's Pizza. I can say it's great.
And then he did say it was fantastic. Have you heard him in the background? Yep. So tell us what you got going on at the pizzeria.
Okay. Papista is a local restaurant pizza place. It's a family and friendly menu for all our customers. And that way they can come and enjoy all our food. We are located in the 2679 the Pan Harbor Boulevard in Pan Harbor, Florida. It's next to the Regis Bank. And that way you can see our sign in front. This is a homemade New Yorkino style. So I expect it, the people can come and make a phone
turn
call.
Turn left on Alderman Road.
And that way we can enjoy and attend you to our place.
Yeah, and the food is all made fresh to order, right?
Yeah.
So it's all fresh. Like, I get the calzone there. You watch them make it fresh to order. They put the ricotta cheese in. They make it real cheesy the way I like it. And they're really, if you know where the Gyro King is, right, on Alderman Road right there by Alternate 19, because the Gyro place has a pretty good reputation, right? She's next door to the Gyro place, if you know where that is.
Continue on Alderman Road for half
so,
mile.
And then you have Tuesday. Go over the specials that you have.
Yes, we have Pizza Tuesday. So buy one and get one free for 20 inches. Remember, we are the largest in town. So any kind of pizza for 20 inches, you have buy one and get one. Also, Wednesday, we have Bogo Pasta. The meat is buy one and get one. You get it, 2 pieces of pasta, house salad, and garlic nuts. And weekends, we have super special food. And that we have pizza and pasta, pizza and status, pizza, pasta and status. And every day, we have early bird between 3 to 6. And that way, you can enjoy all we wear. Just forget about the kitchen. Let us take it.
It's unbelievable. And these are really great. And then you have early bird special. Tell them about that.
Yes, I say earlier bird special is between 3 to 6 every day. So the people can come on, enjoy with your friends, family, in the pizzeria.
Right, 50% off one item. You get 50% off. That's cutting the price in half. And you still get the same quality and the same if you ordered full price. It's 50% off 3 to 6. Yes. That's really fantastic. That's a great offer. For people that are on a budget, you can get 50% off? Are you kidding me?
That's great.
Yeah.
Yes, and that way, so we help a lot of people, you know, because it's our senior people, so they can come and enjoy our food, you know, sometimes, and we help you a lot. And that way you can cut.
All right. Quality. All right. Cool.
And that way the people have quality and authenticity because we use our local products.
Well, very good. What's your phone number?
727-786-8668. And we're located at 2679 the Pan Harbor Boulevard. In that corner, the Alderman and US 19 Alternative.
Right. And then tell what you did at the Turkey Drive. You donated pizzas to people that were needy families while they were waiting in line. She fed the people.
Oh, wow.
She didn't charge the organization. She donated the pizza, right? She came there, delivered the pizza, and then she gave the pizza out to the people that were in need.
Awesome.
That's Papa's Pizza in Palm Harbor, Maria. You are a star, and you give back to the community.
2 miles. Yeah.
You really give back. You helped out the community with free pizza. So people should pay it forward and do business with you. People should pay it forward and do business with you because you support people in need.
No,
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.